The Senate has taken up a push to curb military sexual assault today. At USC's Center for Interactive Technologies, researcher Skip Rizzo has developed a virtual reality treatment for this and other post-traumatic stress. Andy Vesoyan has this interview.
Can you tell us a little bit about what you've been working on here?
The project focused on PTSD actually began around 2003 in response to seeing a video clip of the Xbox game called Full Spectrum Warrior. And when I saw the video clip, it was like, geez, that looks just like how I imagine Iraq and Afghanistan to look. So I thought, you know, this game, this Xbox game, maybe we could recycle these assets and create an exposure therapy tool for PTSD.
What is exactly the theory behind prolonged exposure?
Think about the worst thing that's ever happened in your life, you know, whether it's the death of a family member or a friend. And think about how bad you felt right away. Well, imagine if you felt that way a year down the road, you know, that it didn't get better, that it continued to haunt you just like it did right when it happened. That's what we try to fight. We try to help the person to confront, face their fears, and process all the elements of their fear, of their remorse or regret. And exposure therapy is good that way.
Where is your project at right now?
We're building out military sexual trauma content. Military sexual trauma is a big issue. A sexual trauma is a big issue anyway. But in the military, it's taken on even further importance. The thing with that is a different can of worms. To be honest, it's going to be more Hitchcock than Hurt Locker. It's going to draw on cinematics. There's more shadows. There's nondescript characters that follow you wherever you go. So you're walking around in this village or town in the U.S. environment, and you see a character from a distance following you, and you start to run, and you turn and look. The character behind you starts to run, and it keeps following you. It's a kind of a haunting experience. For the treatment, in this case, we're not simulating a sexual assault. What we're doing is creating a wide variety of settings that lead up to where that sexual assault may have occurred.
A lot of what you're talking about has storytelling elements to it. I mean, there's a narrative going through all of them. Clearly, VR is the next step in that, but do you feel that that's a fundamental way that we deal with these type of things?
I think you hit the nail on the head here. We're trying to help patients reconstruct a narrative about things that hurt them and to be able to face what they've reconstructed in a therapeutic fashion.